Kjell alone med sin mare, mamma min med mare dare. Fikk mia putter dare, mamma med pansaccia tu. Sitter unja bischa olo i te va, i te vene sempre baccalare del mare vene. Ci picchia bande se è baccalata perché me. Oh mamma la 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 la. Oh mamma. Hello everybody. Welcome to Progressive Radio Network. This is Gerald Celente and it's Trends This Week. You know, it's like every week I say, yeah, another wild week. I mean, what a freak show this is. Madonna me. Yep. So, what's going on in the world? Oh, you want to know what's going on in the world? All of you out there that subscribe to the Trends Journal know what's going on. That's right, we just sent out our latest Trends Journal, the newest one, newest edition. And a major feature is what's going on, of course, in Venezuela. Venezuela? Hey, remember Yemen? What's a Yemen? Nobody talks about Yemen anymore. And as to Venezuela, you know, so what? You go to the Cartoon News Network, and what do you got? Five takeaways from Trump's State of the Union. Michael Cohen. Elizabeth Warren. Erin Burnett, the Democrat. You sound like Trump. Nothing. 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 Nothing from the stupid little prostitute, arrogant mainstream media about Venezuela or Yemen. Nothing. Nothing. Comics mock Trump's State of the Union address. Yeah, they should be knocking. You see the way this Nancy Pelosi, I'm looking at CNN, the way she claps. Nancy Pelosi. Nancy out of a mind Pelosi. Little Chucky Schumer. Mitch Madman McConnell. Lindsey, did you come out of the closet yet, Graham? Nothing, nothing, nothing about the murderous wars launched by the United States of America. And supported by we the people who do not stand up and fight against it. Accessories to the crime, to make it clear, if you're not fighting against it and you're letting them take your money to murder other people, you, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, are accessories to the crime. And we got a lot of slime that's an accessory to the crime, one after another. It's a freak show, a global freak show. Name the place, name the country. Welcome aboard. You know, I warned you in our Trends Journal, warned you on Progressive Radio Network, that when we launched our top trends for 2019, I told you to buckle up for a wild ride into the future. Well, welcome aboard the new year. So let go of your biases. Forget what religion you believe in and what political party you support or belong to. How can anybody belong to a political party? Anyway,
and instead just concentrate on the hard data and the indisputable facts. Look around the world. Take a trip to Africa, from Congo, Ghana, Sudan, Somalia, South Africa. Go through the Eurozone. Take a trip to South America. Look across the Asian nations. Go to Australia. Look at North America. It's a global freak show. Name the country. Name the leaders. Name the political systems. Just do the math. Add up their successes and subtract their failures. And look what you got. War, mayhem, misery. Tragic disasters that cost the lives of hundreds of millions and countless trillions. It's incalculable. One freak after another, one freak show after another. Name the place, name the country, name the leader, and look at all the low-life people that support their criminals in charge. For centuries, wars. Yeah, they've been having wars since they wrote that good book. Nothing's changed. Look what's going on now. Economically and geopolitically, as I said, buckle up for a wild ride into the future because it's ready to go. The question isn't why, it's only when. All the questions have been answered. Nations around the world are fighting wars, rebellions. No outrage in this nation. You know, I do a lot of interviews. Today I just did one this morning. And the gentleman asked me about the upcoming election. The upcoming elections, huh? What about them? Well, Dennis Tubergen, who I was with, that's T-U-B-B-E-R-G-E-N, he said, what about a third-party movement in the United States? We see him going on around the world. And I said, nope, ain't going to happen. Not in America, not in the gutless, cowardly America. Look at the presidential reality show on the Democratic Party for 2020. What a joke. But I can tell you who's going to win, our forecast. Who's going to be that next Democratic candidate? Looks like that guy, if he throws his hat into the ring, the Beto O'Rourke. Yep. His daddy-in-law is a billionaire. That's why he's able to raise all that money, folks. Because that guy's just a white Obama, man. He has a BS line as good as Obama and knows how to sell it and put it out there. The millennials will soak it up and buy it up. Yep. It's a freak show. None of those little freaks, not one of the freaks, the Democratic presidential reality show contestants, speaking out against America's involvement in the coup d'etat of the Maduro government in Venezuela, except the woman from Hawaii, who's also running for Congress, for president. She's the only one, Democratic representative, Tulsi Gabbard. With a name like that, it's going to be hard to pronounce. She probably won't be able to go too far. But she's the only one speaking out against it. The others are silent. It's a disgrace. A total disgrace. And what else is going on? Well, as we keep saying, get ready for more mayhem in the Middle East. Yep. United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia ganging up against Iran. So now Iran, Venezuela, oil, the sanctions Americans put on Venezuela just now, doubling up where Obama put them on before. All this is economic warfare that hurts their average person, doesn't touch the government at all. The elite will live like they always do. It's economic warfare, making life more miserable. But going back to where we're going, oil. Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world. And we heard from the United States National Security Advisor John out of his mind, Bolton. Yep. Could not be clearer. This crazy guy This crazy man said, quote, "The United States has a lot at stake. We're in conversation with major American companies now. It would make a difference if we could have American companies produce the oil in Venezuela. It would be good for the people of the United States." Look at this, or listen to this, or read this in your Trends Journal, what it means and what the results will be. This is an outrage. This is an outrage. Think about it. We're in conversations with major American companies now. Oh, yeah? And what are you in conversation about? Well, it would make a difference if we would could have American companies produce the oil in Venezuela. Oh, I got it, you little low-life piece of garbage. You want to go into a foreign nation and steal their natural resources so your buddies and you can make more money, right? Yeah. That's right. That's right. We'll do anything we want. Don't you know who we are? We're sick people. And we're running your government. And not only your government, governments around the world are as crazy as we are. I just went through the list before. One crazy guy after another, and women. Women have got to be equal here. Got to be equal. One crazy person after another. Robbing us of our future. Murdering innocent people. It's a freak show. And all those Democrats that are supporting Trump's coup d'etat of Venezuela. Even that longtime vocal Trump opponent, that Democrat Adam Schiff. Nicolas Maduro's disastrous and dictatorial rule has devastated the economy and society of Venezuela. The leader of the National Assembly, Juan Guaido, is the rightful leader of Venezuela. Isn't that great, huh? Guy makes this stuff up. I'm the leader. Hey, I announce in front of all of you people that I'm now Gerald Celente, the head of the United States of America. That's how legal that was with this Juan Guaido, declaring himself the leader of Venezuela. And now the European nations, the other murderous people, are backing this thing. So, going back to what could change the global economy, oil prices, because if we have war in the Middle East, war breaks out in Venezuela, oil prices hit $100 a barrel, kiss the economy goodbye, as well as those equity markets, because they's going down, folks. Because you got a recession going on around the world. We just issued to our subscribers a new trend alert. Market mayhem, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. Look at the numbers. Italy in recession. Eurozone business, PMI numbers, Purchasing Managers Index, lowest reading since mid-2013. The UK's PMI, just beep, a tiny bit above contraction level. It's at 50.1. Anything under 50 is contraction. The Economic Climate Index in Germany, down. First negative reading since 2014. China's economy, worst 2018 since 1990. Japan risking recession. Guns, gold, and a getaway plan. Why? Well, you know why if you subscribe to the Trends Journal and you get your trend alert. Only $10.75 a month. That's right. Not a lot of money. Not if you want to see the future and prepare for it. Because the Trends Journal is the raw truth and the pure facts. We have no political agenda, no advertisers. Not one advertiser. So we're in very volatile times right now. And if you go to the mainstream media, you're not going to see what's going on. Look how they're cutting back staff. From the mainstream press to broadcast to the techno world of the BuzzFeeds and the Vices. They're shrinking fast. But we're growing faster. The Trends Journal used to be a quarterly, now it's a monthly. Trend alerts each week. And starting next week, a whole new line of podcasts and other trend forecast platforms to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper in the times ahead. And the times ahead are going to be rocky. Again, name the country. Pick the leaders and their corrupt political mafias that run them. Because that's all they are. And of course, anyone interested in calling? Got any questions or some answers? 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. You know, as I mentioned, there's a lot in this Trends Journal. And just to give you some idea of the stories. Oh, by the way, that Venezuelan coup, we forecast that in the November Trends Journal. We called it the Triangle of Death. And we showed how the United States was teaming up with Colombia, Brazil, and Argentina, with the United States behind them, to overthrow the government of Venezuela, and now it's there. So again, it's history before it happens. Recessions loom. Will gold bloom? Why Bitcoin will never become digital gold? A lot of stories on cryptocurrencies, cryptomania. A review of our top trends 2019. Stepping closer to war, target Iran. As forecast, cannabis is on fire worldwide. Eat, drink, and be pot merry. Gen Z, Gen Zero. Where has all the sex gone? Scooter craze, big business. No more canned tuna. Got a cut, spray it away. Stem cells, some skin can rebuild the body. Multi-purpose sensor in your stomach. Businesses see green in going green. Electronic bandage speeds healing. And much, 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 much more. The only magazine in the world like it. The Truth and Trends. Pure facts, hard numbers. So get ready, prepare, prevail, and prosper for a wild ride into the future. Dow down 27 points. Gold down 320 at 1316. Bitcoin down 1.2%. Just as our expert Jonathan Cho had forecast. Things are quieter over there in Asia because they have the new year. So markets, a lot of the markets are closed. So we got a wild ride ahead. And there's a lot to be concerned about. However, things could change in a positive way. And they will, I believe, when we have a new system that does away with the antiquated one that we have now, getting rid of the political parties that are running and ruining the nation, and putting the hands of the future back to we the people. And again, we write about how that could be done with blockchain voting and blockchain democracy. Let us decide our future. Not these political whores that get paid off by their corporations and multinationals and other special interests who put them in office and bribe them to carry out the orders. Blockchain democracy. If banks and billionaires could transfer money in milliseconds and the transactions are blocked, we could vote online. Because the system that we have now is a joke. In front of everybody's eyes, all you had to do is look at the midterm elections. There's a lot going on around the world. And in trends this week, when we come back from a break in a few minutes, I want to talk more about them. Because they're going to have an effect on all our lives. They're not isolated occurrences that have no implications outside their borders. And most importantly, the actions of war being taken by the United States are going to escalate those problems. Look at the people in charge. Name the party, name the freak. You're all there in front of everybody's eyes for all to see. Pence, Pompeo, Bolton, Trump, Clintons, Obamas, McConnells, Pelosi's, Schumer's, one after another. Lindsey Graham. It's a freak show that's leading us into a level of decline that can be seen by just looking at the faces and actions of those in charge. Think about it. Trump is at the top of the class. He's the standard. He's the president of the United States. By his deeds and his actions, as with the other ones, and you know me, I'm fair about this, tell us where this country is going and who we are. Could you imagine? Once a nation of dignity and grace. That's right, you go back, man, I gotta say we're man too, to the 1930s. Listen to those great, great jazz cats. Count Basie. Yeah, Count. Duke Ellington. A Duke. Yeah. They weren't going down. They were moving up. But now we're all going down. And we come back to the break, we're going to tell you how we can get back up.
Hey, it's Jesse, PRN station manager. I have an exciting announcement for our amazing listeners. PRN has a new voicemail line that will allow you to connect better with our host. If you can't listen live but have a question or comment for one of our hosts, just call 862-800-6805. That's 862-800-6805. This feature will allow your voice to be heard on your favorite PRN show.
Thank you for listening to the Progressive Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm not known as a gadget guy, but I love gadgets that really do the trick, like the new app. The Progressive Radio Network has an app, thanks to our friends at Audio Now. Hey, this is Mark Farrell, host of Insight on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we broadcast live out of New York City. But if you can't catch the show live, no frets. It's always archived. It's always on the app. Download it now, listen later, whenever you want. The Progressive Radio Network app is available from our friends at Audio Now. Check it out.
The Progressive Radio Network is a thinking person's network for our world's progressive visionaries and stakeholders and great thinkers to assemble on a commercial-free and listener-supported network. Our provocative hosts speak freely and passionately on intriguing and urgent topics such as health and news and politics and women's issues and philosophy and more that directly impact our lives. Progressive Radio Network takes chances. Our voices and ideas are not always welcomed by corporate media, so Progressive Radio Network is a very important outlet for these great thinkers.
Zuma Zuma Bacala. Hey, this is Gerald Celente, and I'm back on Progressive Radio Network. Yep, as Gary Null was saying, very hard to find free thinking, free information in the terms of truth and facts for the mainstream media, but you get it, you get that and more on Progressive Radio Network with all the wonderful people that are contributing so much to raise the elevation of thinking and passion and purpose. So thank you all for what you do, and thank you, Gary Null, for all that you give. And all the other people on Progressive Radio Network. Hey, Mookie from Connecticut. We got on the line.
Hey, greetings. Nice
Hello
to
there.
Meet you, Gerald. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Well, you know how revolutionary a concept like nearly free energy would be? And so I would like your team of investigators to research further into the matter of the Stanley Myers water-powered car. We're talking about the total decentralization of gasoline and diesel power concerning cars, boats, and planes. We had the technology somewhere between World War I and World War II to basically, here's the name that I want you to focus on, Gerald. Stanley Meyer and his water-powered car.
All right.
He died in 1998 on March 20th while dining at a restaurant. His brother claimed that during a meeting with two Belgian investors in a restaurant, Meyer suddenly ran outside saying, "They poisoned me." Now, the official cause of death, I think, was a cerebral hemorrhage. So this man drove his water-powered car, it looked like a sort of like a dune buggy, from coast to coast, Gerald, on 22 gallons of water. So
wow.
Do not look, forget about the liquid hydrogen market. That's Toyota trying to sell you a $58,000 car and corner the market. And maybe they'll build, you know, the more cars you buy, the more stations they'll build. But in Connecticut, they may build one in Hartford if enough people buy these cars. So you see, I'm getting back to nearly free energy. HHO, hydrogen cell, dry cell technology. Please look up Stanley Meyer and see what you think. The supposition, well, the scenario might have been that they gave him a $1 billion check and then killed him. Or maybe they offered him a $1 billion check and he refused it and they killed him.
Now, I'm looking at it now. The water fuel cell is a technical design of a perpetual motion machine created by American Stanley Allen Meyer. Yep, he died March 20th, 1998. Thank you so much for this. What we have a real expert in this field, Ben Davis, that writes for us, and we were following, you know, a lot of the other alternative energy hopeful breakthroughs that didn't happen, like Zero Point Energy and others, for many years. And so I am going to have him look at this very closely, and if you know, we'll get the report back from him. And here, see this other part over here: the inventor of water-powered car that died in a restaurant. Yep. Okay, that'd be great. Thank you so much for telling me about that.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. Wow, that's very interesting. We're going to look that up and we'll have it researched. Again, Ben Davis is a real pro in this field, and he writes our trend forecasts in alternative energy. And we just did a big piece also on, he did a big piece on the 5G death warrant that they're going to be putting out there soon, that will be killing so many of us. I think about it, you know, all the pollution, listening to the earlier show before I came on, the amount of pollution and the environmental show, and the knowingly putting it in the water and in the air and in the earth, how all the rivers and streams and ponds are polluted, terrible water that we drink as a result of the industrial age destruction. And now it's going from an industrial age of destruction, and people know that this stuff is killing you. Now we're going into the high-tech era of mass destruction. The research is out there, keeps coming out, on the deadliness of using cell phones, the radio frequency radiation effects, and now with 5G, it's going to be magnified many-fold. And no one cares. They know it's killing them, but they're addicted to their phones. And they'll let industry do what they want to destroy them as long as they get what they want. This is deadly. It's as deadly as the PCBs. That General Electric here. Yes, General. And others, all the pollutants they put into the waterways, into our food, into the air, into the earth. And now high tech is killing us in a very different way.
And very, very few care about it. And again, people are addicted. I don't carry a cell phone with me. I have an old-fashioned one, a flip phone, that if I remember, I take it with me when I'm driving. But not around here when I'm driving. If I have to go down to the city or somewhere, I take it with me. And then when I travel, you know, I land at the airport, I call them up and tell them what gate I'm at so they could come pick me up. That's what I use a cell phone for. I don't carry that thing around with me. They're deadly. The research is there. But who cares? You know, I was mentioning some of the things. I just want to briefly go through like the Financial Times. This is like from yesterday, Tuesday. Mexico's president's war on technocrats raises skill fears. This guy, you know, the new president of Mexico, Obrador, he realizes the fallacy of the bureaucracy. And we have it all over the world. We have it, of course, here. All the inept people that pillage our country. And the other ones that are put in there, as being made clear in the earlier show by the new selection of the environmental secretary of the United States with his ties to the oil and gas industry. So between those and the others, it's a farce, and we pay for it. Social media platforms crack down on hate speech content. What's hate speech content? Hey, isn't hate speech content the crap that the United States puts out there about us hating Iran or hating Russia? How about banning that? This is pure censorship. The monopolies have taken over the country. In the media, social media, manufacturing, and retail. Every sector is monopolized. And now we got a bunch of little freaks, the Googlets, the Twitterers, and the Facebook family telling us what's hate speech as they promote it, as prostitutes do, because they get paid off and told what to do by their Washington whoremasters. Another interesting story. EU states recognize Guaido as interim leader. Could you imagine? What right do you have? And of course, Spain, their former colony, colonizers of Venezuela, they're really in favor of Guaido. Yep. Disgusting. Another story, Europe split over how to respond to rise in China. You know, China's buying up company after company. And they're trying to stop that from happening. And of course, the big one that they bought up a couple of years ago was KUKA, K-U-K-A, a German company. And they're the world's leader in making robots. So that's where China got to where China is. The United States and Europe gave them all our technology to do manufacturing so they could use slave labor back in the 90s and early 2000s. Now they got the technology and they're moving faster forward. So those are kind of things that I read of interest that I want to find out about that help me see the future, because current events form future trends. So why do I care about Turkey's high food costs that push up inflation? Well, because I want to look where the global economy is going. And now they're raising interest rates to stop inflation, which is going to slow down their country and bring more recession pressures into it, as the world, as I mentioned, is moving closer into a recession. So those are the kind of things that we do. Nigeria's joblessness time bomb dominates election campaign. You look at these numbers. 23.1% of Nigeria's unemployment rate is the unemployment rate in the third quarter of 2018. 55.4% of 15 to 35-year-olds are jobless or underemployed. You think there's going to be more revolutions going on? As I said, take a trip to Sudan. When the United States under Obama broke it up into North and South, the South got the oil, the North got nothing, and now the North is in mayhem. And again, they're being run by this dictator that's been in there for many years as well. Somalia riots, Congo riots, Ghana riots. Mayhem across continents. So those are the kind of things we look at to read in the Trends Journal rather than what Trump said, what Cohen did, where's Stormy Daniels, just the stupid, worthless news that you're getting from the mainstream media. Okay, so now, this is really an important issue to me. We were one of the first magazines to forecast the rise in the cannabis business. And it's occurred to me now, as we well noted, that the reason why you have arrogant Cuomo's now legalizing it is that it's for tax money. Because this is the same imbecile in 2017, March, said that marijuana was a gateway drug. Yeah, if that was true, 99.9% of the people that I know would be addicted to opiates or heroin by now. But anyway, they're doing it for tax money, as we made clear from the beginning. And places like Colorado are getting more tax dollars from marijuana than booze. So, here's the issue. The criminals that criminalized marijuana ruined the lives of tens of millions of people who they threw in jail for smoking or selling this stuff. Plus, when you put all the families that have been ruined, probably hundreds of millions over the decades. The same criminals who did this are now decriminalizing it and setting up the rules on how to buy it, sell it, use it, and grow it. How dare they? They have no right. This is God's plant. God gave us this plant for us to use in any way that we feel fit. You're on all these antidepressants. America is filled with people on antidepressants. How about get off those antidepressants and get high with other also healing plants that Mother Nature has given us, rather than a bunch of little lowlifes that imbeciles and morons call politicians, and look up the definition. A person that's manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization, telling us what to do and taxing us to death to use what Mother Nature has given us. Oh, and Father Nature. I got to be equal here. How dare they? There should be a movement to stop this taxation because that Slimer Cuomo and the rest of the Republicans and Democrats up there are going to pass legislation that only the very rich are going to be able to get into the business of selling, dealing cannabis in New York because of all the restrictive legislation that they're going to put onto it. It's going to make it impossible for the average entrepreneur to get into the business because these slimy little people, this political mafia, hey, we made it, we criminalized it, now we're going to say it's legal and you're going to give us a cut of the money and we're going to take a bigger cut and we'll tell you what to do. We're the same low-life scum that arrested people for playing the numbers when I was a kid. And then brought a thing in called Lotto. You got to be in it to win it. And you see the poorest people playing it. They do it so they can make money. So these low lives, these little nothings of men and women, boys and girls, from de Blasio's to the BS's all around you, who never work a day in their lives, could steal more of your money and give it to their friends and to themselves so they can live like little privileged princesses and princes. De Blasio, this little clown of nothing, driving around and talking like he's such a big deal. One after another. And they got all the protection against round them. All these little boys and girls dressed up in their military drag to make sure they protect their leader. They're stealing our money in the name of taxes so they could get richer and fatter and keep entrenching themselves into their lifelong jobs of never having to do a day's work in their lives and give us orders. The same little lowlives and jerks that were class presidents and head of the student council when you were in school. Taxation. Setting up all of these BS things to stop the people from using, enjoying, and living from a gift given to us by Mother Nature. How dare they tax it? How dare they tell us what to do with it? One law after another. No tax on God's plant. That's my motto. They're setting up these jerks, these little morons telling you what to do. The Cuomo gang, they're setting up an office of cannabis management. The same criminals that criminalized it are now setting up an office of cannabis management. They'll tell you everything that you can do with it, all the taxes, all of the licenses, all of the fees that you have to pay, so they can get richer and make sure their friends profit from it. We have to start a movement. No taxation on God's plant. How dare they? They're going to tell me pretty soon, hey, Salenti, you can't grow tomatoes like that. We're in charge of the tomatoes. We're in charge of everything. Again, I mentioned before, I was just on a show. No, there's no third-party movement in this country. No fight. No passion. Lower your voice. Be proper. Take orders. Look up to a Trump. Bow down to a Clinton. Obey the Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. How we adore him and his wife. Yeah, great job you did over there in Libya, getting rid of that Gaddafi and turning the place into a hellhole. Oh, yeah, and then taking our money to give it to that ISIS's so they could overthrow Gaddafi and then go into Syria. Quote, Assad has to go, you said, Obama. One low life after another. I forgot the Bushes. Yeah, Bushes. That's all they are, man. Bushes. One after another. So, that's the movement I want to see. No tax on God's plan. Get off those antidepressants and get high. So, again, our new Trends Journal is just out. Trendsjournal.com. We make it available to everyone that can't afford it. We try to give you the price that can't afford it and some money back guarantee. So if you can't afford it, you don't have to pay the full price. We'll try to give it to you for a price you can afford. Venezuela is getting worse. Please go to Occupy Peace, www.occupypeace, and help us stop this before the country blows up and more innocent people are killed and millions of lives are destroyed because they have the weaponry and power to do it down there if that war explodes outside of Venezuela into Brazil, Colombia, Argentina, and other countries. So peace on earth, goodwill to men and women. It's up to you to change the future. Figli mia accutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi a ollo, io te va, che te viene sempre a baccalare dal mare bene. Se ci picchia quando si è baccalare, figli mia. Oh, mamma, la 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 la. Come over here and see who's looking in my window.